This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Make a little loving, a little turn loving on a Mason-Dixon line. Fits my life.
We kick off hour number three.
My Dixieland. I'm learning so much.
About tree flocking?
That's right. $23.99 comes in a spray can. A combo can.
Wait, what do you do at
cheese,
the,
2 cents a slice.
At the end
cheese,
of,
2 cents a slice.
At the end of the season, though, do you remove the flocking? Does the flocking?
No. You get rid of the tree, and the flock stays on it.
Is that environmentally friendly?
I have no idea.
But so you only flock real trees?
Well, I don't know.
Can you flock a fake tree?
You would buy a fake tree that is
pre-flocked.
Yeah, it's a pre-flocked tree.
Okay.
I suppose you could flock a fake tree.
And then can you just wrap it in like saran wrap and throw it back
in the
attic?
Well, I think the flock falls off.
That's what I was worried about. Yeah.
I think. I'm not exactly sure.
Right? Or does it stay stuck to it? It's like paint.
It is it's like a paint.
Yeah.
But it's like a crusty paint.
Okay.
You know, the flocking.
Mm. I prefer my trees unflocked.
You know, I'm not a big flock guy, huh?
Huh.
You just like old green.
Yeah.
Well, you're a fake tree guy. Pre-lit. You don't even hang lights on it anymore.
The last one that we had that was fake and pre-lit was like pre-lit, but it was pre-lit in a way where basically what they did was they wrapped the lights on it the lights weren't really built into the tree.
Yes.
And so we kind of had to, you know, massage the tree the last couple of years. It's like one strand would go out. So I'd take lights, regular lights, and re-wrap the tree in just the section where the lights are out. So in that section, you had lights that didn't work and lights that did work. So from a distance, it was fine. But if you got up on it, it looked
You really
weird.
Inspected it, though.
Yeah. Had to do that for a couple years till we you know, got the right new tree in.
Did you ever get big into tinsel?
No.
My grandmother.
Dude, I don't like... That's why I don't like flock. It's like... It's glitter, man. Anything that's close to... Anything in the glitter family... No.
My grandmother would tinsel the hell out of that tree. And you would find tinsel throughout the house...
Probably tomorrow.
All year long.
Yep. Probably find some tomorrow.
Someone else bought the house and redid it.
There
may be some tinsels somewhere.
I'm sure they are.
What about you, Hickman? You big tinsel guy?
Absolutely not.
You got a tree up yet?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Usually always goes up after Thanksgiving lunch.
Oh, Thanksgiving lunch? Ah, you can't do that.
Nah, it's tradition.
Tradition is to eat Thanksgiving and then fall asleep.
I mean, like, not that day, but like that, like once we all get back home,
that
you
weekend.
Know, that night sometime, Christmas movies start to come on.
Yes.
Before you go to bed.
On Thanksgiving
Day? Throw the tree up. Yeah.
Oh, no. You just at least wait till Friday.
There's a lot of football on. That's usually what I'm watching.
Although it did go up on the Wednesday this year, I believe.
Before Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
sacrilege.
That's
no good.
I didn't even help do it.
Mm.
Wow. Really? You're just one of those, huh?
I just showed up and the tree was up. And I was like, wow.
I gave you bread to take to Thanksgiving dinner. You said no. You went and did you make the pies, Hickman? Did you at least make – did you put any effort into the pie?
No, I bought them.
Did you put them in like a – a container that wasn't from the store?
No, you could tell I bought them.
So they were in like the foil with
the...
And did they have a label on it that was like, so-and-so pumpkin pie?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. All right.
Nobody ate it.
Okay. That's something. Not very helpful. How's that cheese? Pretty good. Better warm or cold?
Slight edge to warm.
Slight edge.
It doesn't make a difference at this point. It's just gross and thick.
Yeah,
and
that looks nasty. Bleh.
It's bad.
Nasty. I'll keep that in mind.
It's all going to come up later. I'll probably just throw up on purpose.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Why? That's not good for your health.
Yeah.
For real.
Why would you want something that's bad, that's making you feel gross and sick, sitting in your stomach when you can just throw up and take care of it and get it out?
I mean, that's there's calories in there that you need for growth. Probably some – I'm assuming that's some real cheese. Like, there's probably some calcium in there.
I would hope there's something. Yeah.
How many ingredients are in nacho cheese? What gives it that nacho
skim milk, water, canola oil, modified cornstarch, cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
Maltodextrin.
Nailed it.
Salt.
Yes, salt, of course.
Disodium. Disodium phosphate, sodium citrate, yeast extract, and some other ones.
Okay. Good to know. It's important to know what you're putting in your body, Hitman.
Yeah.
Excited for Thursday Night Football tonight?
Not really. I don't have anyone playing in this game. Mm. I like it when it's on. It's something to watch. Are there any good basketball games tonight? College games or anything? Anything worthwhile?
Thursday is usually not a good
night.
Right.
Well, especially while the NFL season's going on.
Well, even during the year, I mean, like the SEC, they don't play on Thursday.
Right. But some conferences do, right?
Yeah, the Pac-12 does, I think. Maybe the Big Ten some.
You got Missouri at Liberty. Watch a little Konzo.
No.
On the road.
I would rather not. Thank you.
At Liberty.
That's a no from me.
Okay. I like that Liberty gym.
You got Lamar at Mississippi State.
Saw that one.
You got Lipscomb at Belmont. Big.
That's a rivalry.
Yeah, mid-state game there.
Washington at number 11, Arizona.
Okay, there you go.
There you go, right? It's not
Pac-12 bad. Pac-12 Network.
You can go do some scouting.
Can't watch it.
Boy, Washington really fell off there.
Billy Wilford will be watching UTSA at Grand Canyon.
Of course he will.
Mm-hmm.
Lopes up. By the way, Billy just sowing seeds of discontent in the group thread.
I saw that.
The guy ate a banana split and quit the show because it hurt his stomach the rest of the day. And he's going to sit here and judge people on, well, you didn't do the challenge right. Uh-huh. Hickman's over here guzzling cheese. He did have to do the eggs, though, right? Didn't he have to eat three raw eggs? Three eggs. Oh, the pain. He could have gone with pickled eggs and chose not.
Right.
He chose the raw, so he can.
Yeah.
That's not on me. A banana split.
Banana split.
And quit the show.
Mm-hmm.
Pff, coward. Sad, really. Mm. David says you need to buy some of those pre-lit bushes.
Yeah, should do that.
Is that what you use on the front? Do you get those, like, the net lights that you just lay over?
Do you listen to the show? No. I said I don't use the net lights. I wrap the
bushes. I heard you say that you have the icicles. Yeah. Are you sure? You're not lying, right?
I'm not lying.
Okay.
Drive by any night. They'll be on.
Did I just get invited over?
Just to drive by.
Oh, thanks.
It's a Brian Kelly type of invite.
I'll get over there. He's like, see, here's the lights I use. Now go ahead and put them up for me. Thank you.
Feel free to trim some of the bushes that aren't lit.
I will not do that.
Some cars for the Christmas party.
I've learned, apparently, many people have said this, the best way to flock a tree is to buy it pre-flocked. Apparently, it is a process.
It's a pain.
It's apparently not the most fun.
Okay.
Endeavor that one could pursue. Sad, really. Maybe I need to learn how to do that.
Flock?
I think if that's been a good business opportunity, really.
There's like everywhere with these, like, people rent their Christmas lights and the people just put them up for them.
Now, that's ridiculous. But if people need someone
like
to flock. What about a mobile tree flocker? You call me. What?
I don't know what it's, I mean.
No, I have they don't bring me the tree. I come to them.
It's just funny.
It's like Ghostbusters. I just pull the pack out of the thing, and I just spray it all over.
Mobile tree flocker.
It's probably a thing. Someone's probably already beat me to this punch.
I think you'd have to have some other services that, you know.
Nah, think about it. I work 1 month a year.
Some other Christmas. No,
people hate to do it, so they'd pay a hefty price for it.
I just mean some other Christmas time services you could, you know, add to your repertoire. I don't think there's that big of a market for tree flocking. I mean, you can buy them pre-flocked.
I know, but I, instead of them paying that double markup, I come to them. What do you think it's easier to find, a regular tree or a flock tree? Probably a regular tree. I come in, whoom, flock that bad boy up. Just saying. You want to come in? You want to join me?
I mean, think this is a good investment.
Well, I know you've got some sprayers, and I might be able to fashion one of your sprayers to flock. Mm. You don't want to flock with me? Davey's not paying attention.
I'm not sending it to break on that.
Why?
That would have been perfect.
It's inappropriate.
Davey, do you
like
want to join my flocking business?
No.
Hickman would do it.
I would.
He's a man's man. What do you think, Hickman? You and me traveling all over the Southeast with a flocker? I might not even need you, but I'd like the company.
I mean,
just be somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could teach you how to flock.
After he gets
we can flock
with
together.
After he gets done with his flocking.
Yeah, go flock yourself. To
we can flock all holiday season long.
Yes. I'm in.
This is Jerry R. Givens. Legal expertise you can rely on.
Hickman has done it.
Yep.
He has named the business Meet the Flockers.
There you go.
Hickman handles the whining and dining of the client. I'm back there just flocking away. I'm going to town.
Yeah, while you flock their tree, I'll be in there pouring them wine, entertaining them.
Oh, that could be part of it.
It's like a flocking party.
Like they're they gather around, but they want to be inside because it's going to be cold. I'm out there like Cousin Eddie. You know, emptying the bleeper because it's full. I mean, I'm just flocking, and Hickman's in there like, oh, would you like some Gruyere?
Yeah, at least take me to dinner before you flock me.
Right.
This is the best of both worlds. It's happening at the same time.
I mean, that's always
Wait. Netflix and chill. Think about it. Huh? Netflix.
Like that's always the worst part when you have people come to your house for a service. You're just kind of in that awkward stage, like talk to them.
Yeah,
like,
no, this yeah
can't lay down and just look like a slob.
Yeah, yeah, you can't go take a nap. Like, what if they need something? But this way, you are right there with the client, and I'm flocking their tree. You know, really, I think you could probably flock anything.
Flock their dog.
Flock the dog.
How long does it take to usually? How long's a general flocking session?
My first few would probably take some time, but once I got the swing of it, I'm thinking like 30, 45 minutes tops. That's why it wouldn't necessarily be a full dinner. I just want Hickman to go in there with a nice charcuterie board and some red wine. Investment opportunities are available. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. Cut the check.
No, I was talking to you though. Like you could invest if you want to.
Oh, right.
Hickman, look up a good flocking device.
I thought it just comes in a can.
Yeah, but I'd want to have something a little more substantial. It'd be pretty dumb if I showed up with just some spray paint bottles of flock. I'd want to have
like a
backpack.
The Ryobi backpack
sprayer. Right. Well, it'd be something similar. I'd want it to look.
Make sure you rinse out all the chemicals. You'd hate to flock their real tree.
Flocking might be a dangerous chemical in itself. We could find, Hickman, we could find a environment-friendly flock. Mm-hmm. Maybe a biodegradable flock.
Here we go.
Wait,
air
is the material called flock?
Gun.
I think you might be using that.
Wait. It's called a flocking gun?
Yeah, air-assisted flocking gun.
Look at that bad boy.
$67.99. That was marked down. It was originally $84.99.
It's on damn sale. I can't not buy that.
Just think if you guys would have got in on this on Cyber Monday.
Might could have got it for $45.
Locked cock and ready to flock. Yeah. It's a gun. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, you got it. Get it ready.
Cock lock, ready to flock. Yeah.
Dennis E. 1 month ago said, Fran said it works. Looks good.
Let me see a picture of this bad boy. Does it look cool? Does it look scary? Like intimidating almost? No. No. That, what is he hooked? Oh, you hook it up to like an air gun?
Yeah, to the. Yeah, to the.
So I could get like an air pack. Like a leaf blower, but just adjust the nozzle. Oh, man. Like I really would look like a Ghostbuster. Like those backpack leaf blowers?
Chuck chose that over a hand flocker because I think the coverage will be more even and more professional.
Who did?
Chuck.
My uncle's name is Chuck, and he's the one who used to flock my grandmother's tree. This might be a family business, folks.
Yeah, I mean... I can't even tell the jokes.
One of the Stripes says, Flockbusters.
Mm-hmm. Steve says, for flocking large boxes, works great.
He flocks boxes?
Wait, what?
Flocking large boxes? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Is it like a...
You want this building? I can flock
this.
Oh,
do you make it like you're building a little fake igloo thing? So you flock the boxes?
Oh, yeah. It could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
So then you got these little ice blocks, you know?
Well, it's all about getting into the, you know, the holiday spirit.
I mean, if you got to flock a bunch of boxes, you're...
I mean, see, I can tell you.
I mean, you
laugh when I say it, but I have clearly.
I mean, you can't hand flock.
No, no, you gotta work. No, you gotta go big time on that kind of stuff. You
gotta have a nozzle.
That's a big job, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't want to half-ass a good flocking. Hey, Dave, you said you were looking for some content. Did you find any? Because I'm about out of flock topics.
I was kind of saving it for a depot, but I found a.
Well, we're not doing that today.
I found a heartfelt story.
Yeah,
we could talk about.
Okay.
So,
is it really a heartfelt story, or is this okay?
It's just, you know, one of those stories you kind of read about, and you're like, oh, well, that's nice, and so it recently, these people were able to visit each other for the first time in over 20 years of talking with one another. So what happened was there's a guy, his name's Mike Moffitt, and there's Gladys Hankerson, all right?
Mike Moffitt and Gladys Hankerson.
These are real people.
There's
yes.
no way those are real
these are people. These are real people. So
Mike Moffitt.
What started off happening was Gladys was trying to call her sister. I believe her sister was in Maryland, and Gladys is down in Florida. And she got the area code wrong every time. Oh. And so instead of calling what I believe, I might have these backwards, but she was... her sister's area code was 410, but she kept dialing 401 every time.
Yes.
Classic mix-up.
Yep.
And so she just ended up getting Mike, and Mike was living in Rhode Island, all right? And Rhode Island and Florida, they're really far away when you look at the map and geography and whatnot.
Equators and quadrants and things, yeah.
And so, but apparently Mike was, he was younger. This happened in the early 2000s, as I mentioned. Gladys was trying to call her sister. She ended up getting Mike.
Where does she live?
She lives in Delray, Florida.
Okay. So she was trying to call her sister, like, down the street?
No, her sister in Maryland.
Maryland. Okay.
Yeah. And so she just continued to mix up the numbers whenever she would call. But Mike would answer her. And then one day Mike's like, well, I mean, if you're going to keep calling, might as well just, like, have a conversation. Apparently Mike worked for a call service center at the time.
Oh.
And he said, you know, it's just nice to kind of talk to somebody else for a little bit that wasn't like his normal calls. And so he seemed like a friendly guy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, like at the time, Mike had just lost his grandparents and Gladys had just lost her son. So it was kind of, it was sad, but they kind of, you know, helped fill a void for one another. And so they just ended up talking. And then I think it was this Thanksgiving for the first time, Mike actually had to go to Florida to visit some family. And he was saying that there was a drawbridge that was up. And so he ended up realizing that Gladys was down the street based off like, because I mean, they've had over 20 years of conversation. I guess they just kind of, you know, eventually this. And so Mike just decided to take his family to go visit and surprise Miss Gladys. And so they finally got to meet after 20 years of just having conversations with one another, you know?
It's a beautiful thing.
And, I mean, the moral of the story, kids that are listening, is just, like, randomly call up strangers and just see, like, what they have to say sometimes. And who knows, maybe 20 years down the line, you might get to meet them. At least that's what I took away from it.
Thank you for that, Davey. That's, That's why you're here, bud. That's it's stuff like that. Look at this commercial flocker. Look at look at the pistol right there. I mean, that thing.
That
might be a little too much.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
If I could turn that into backpack size but keep that gun...
Okay.
I got some quotes.
I think you could just... You just need to flock, like, the house, the yard, everything. Basically,
oh, I'd flock everything. I just said I could flock anything, and maybe it needs to be everything.
You want a white Christmas?
Boom.
Boom.
Whole yard.
Yep. Done.
Jared says we have to dress like the elves from the Santa Claus.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with
me
that.
Me too. Green works good on me.
Oh, is green your color? Green's one of your colors. Okay, good.
Mike walked in and said, "Gladys, it's Mike from Rhode Island." And she goes, "Oh, my friend Mike, I'm blessed." And she threw her arms up in the air and they gave
each
other
a hug. He just
walked
in? Didn't knock or anything? Just walked right in?
I think he knocked first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're assuming.
Gladys says she wish, or actually, yeah, she says, "I wish more people could be like that, you know? It'd be so nice. The world would be better if people were nicer to each other."
Mm, very true.
She nailed that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the age difference?
Yeah, is there like some romance brewing here?
She's old enough to be like, no, she's like a grandmother figure for him.
Well, how old is he?
I guess now he looks like he's maybe early 40s. She looks like she's late 70s, early 80s kind of thing.
Okay. So maybe not. Maybe not a romantic deal. But maybe.
No.
Just, maybe.
Just friends.
Just don't say no. Never say never.
I got a picture of him here. I'll show you during the break.
It's always good for radio.
Yep.
Talking about pictures and whatnot.
Of course.
Huh. That's Davey Hudson, ladies and gentlemen. Always on top of it.
Well, that story came up, too, because you remember the guy that was accidentally invited to Thanksgiving?
Yes.
And he's been going to that family's house for like 5 years straight now.
Mm-hmm.
And they take a picture every year. And it's just, you know, it's good moments like that. You know, there's all this negativity in the world and just people always wanting to bring up the bad that is happening. And, you know, sometimes we need
stories. You just sat there and said you hated Christmas.
I did not say that at all.
Well, you said you don't decorate. You don't get in the Christmas spirit.
All I said was I don't decorate. I said I celebrate Christmas differently than just decorating my
house. You judged people who put antlers on their car.
Yeah, that is weird. I'm not saying not to decorate, but to put antlers on your car as if it's a reindeer, that's... I dated a girl who did that one time, and maybe that might just, like, rub me the wrong way because it's like, and I look back and I realize, like, this girl's, like, really weird. I mean, I know most women are weird, but it's just.
Oh.
Did you just say most women are weird?
I mean, they're kind of crazy, but I think, like, a lot of them know that.
What are you doing? This cheese is starting to not sit well.
Got a lot going on right now, you know? Davey just insulted, I don't know what percentage of our audience, a big one, a big percentage. We got Hickman, cheese drunk.
Like, can you hear my stomach right now?
No.
No, not right now. No, don't do that.
No, that's
fine.
Gross.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, we'll come back.
We'll come back. I have to watch you two. Mm-hmm. In the Breaks podcast, lit as always.
What a fun day! Good show. I feel like you should be donning that mouthpiece there.
Well, if anybody else would talk about something that's not Gladys and Moffitt over here, I might be able to.
Well,
it's a heartfelt story.
I got to tell the good people about the NBA's 75th anniversary season on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Right now, new customers can place their first bet risk-free. And if you don't win, you'll get up to $1,000 back. That's right. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. You got the NBA rolling. You got college basketball. You got the NFL, as we've been telling you about. It's a great time to jump on the FanDuel Sportsbook app and get started. It's easy to use. Live betting options as well. Tons of different ways to bet. Odds boosts and specials. They're always hooking us up with cool things that we tell you about right here on 3 and Out. When you sign up, use our promo code 3OUT. That's 3OUT. There's no better place to bet on the NBA than FanDuel. And right now, FanDuel is also hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, the friend gets $50 too. Just invite them using your exclusive referral link, which can easily be found when you tap the refer icon on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. We love it. Use it all the time. You will as well. Use our promo code 3OUT. That's 3OUT to sign up for the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issue is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
You want to do NFL Eliminator now or next?
Yeah, let's do it now. With Chris will have to give his selection with his punishment roll.
I hadn't picked a winner all season.
You haven't picked a what?
Winner. On Oher.
Nate, yeah. You're up first.
I'm up first?
Yeah.
Is it a tough week?
Take your time.
I will. I'm pulling up the games right now.
I have the Maxims.
Yeah, start reading some Maxims.
The team that makes the fewest mistakes will win.
The fewest mistakes. It's like Houston Cress over there.
You've never done this, have you? No. You have no idea.
I thought I did that once. No?
I feel like majority of the favorites are on the road, so that's going to make it a little tricky.
Clay Hoare. And Nate the Drakes, and along comes your lay, Scar.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
All right, that's just, yeah. That's just good advice. Yeah. If at Hearst, the gang or the Drakes go against you, don't let up. Put on Norsteen.
I'll take the Rams, David.
You got the Rams. Okay. You think Minnesota might actually beat Detroit might beat Minnesota?
No.
It's a division game. Detroit's at home. Dalvin Cook's out.
Are you going to take Detroit?
I'm not next. Hickman is. No, I'm not taking Detroit.
Okay, then are you
But asking? No, it's more of a question of should you take Minnesota, seeing as Detroit's not won a game.
Yeah, it feels risky.
It does.
Road division game? No, thank you. I got the Rams. They're at home. They're playing the Jags.
They have not looked good.
They're 13-point favorites.
Protect our kickers, our quarterback, Cutter, and our Augie. Our leading our this is ridiculous. Did I look ridiculous? Because I heal.
Yeah, you ridiculous. Look pretty ridiculous.
Okay. What you thinking, Hickman?
Sound worse.
I'm going to go Chiefs. I know. They're a 9.5-point favorite over the Broncos. I think that's the second biggest line.
Ooh. Sunday night game. Teddy B, man.
Where?
He is. His record as an underdog on the road against the spread is insane. I'm saying.
Like good?
Oh, yeah. Huh. It's like. He cashes like 80% of the time.
Huh.
Because of a road underdog against the spread. Pretty ridiculous. All right. So Hickman's got the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to do a move that if I lose the game this week, I am perfectly fine with it. But I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts
there it is.
At the Houston Texans. I feel like Indianapolis should just be able to give the ball to Jonathan Taylor, which this also sucks because I'm going up against Taylor in fantasy for an opportunity to make the playoffs in my league. But, yeah, I will lock that in. The other consideration was Arizona at Chicago. I just don't think Mark's got much longer with the Bears, and he's going to be out soon. But
all right. Good stuff. Anything else today? Hicks eyes? No? Okay.
I also don't think
you need to read some more Maxims.
I don't think Indianapolis is going to have a lot of other games down the line that they'd be favored in. Like they're going to be some contested games. I mean, they still have the Patriots, they have the Cardinals. Might as well go ahead and get them out of the way. Do you know tickets are as low as $9 for that Houston game? Pretty bad when you're an NFL team and you can get tickets for less than 10.
Yeah,
really anything under like 50.
There's like some weird matchups this week. I don't know.
What's really weird, I don't like, Cincinnati is good. from a, like, they have a chance to make the playoffs. You can get into that game against the Chargers, which, I mean, you got 2 second-year quarterbacks that have been been balling out as of
both
of late.
Teams trying to make the playoffs,
Those tickets you can get in as low as $22.
Monday night game's huge. Patriots and Bills. AFC East on the line.
Who you like?
Patriots 8-4, Bills 7-4.
Need the Bills to actually beat the Patriots in this one.
Because the Titans beat the Bills?
Mm-hmm.
Patriots beat the Titans.
Which I think at that point, the Titans actually have the same record as the Pats because their bye is not until either next week or the week after that.
Mm.
But apparently, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but teams that do have late season byes typically do better in the playoffs.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, I guess Ravens-Steelers is a pretty good game. But
Steelers are awful right now, man.
There's a lot of teams that – or a lot of games that just kind of weird matchups.
If you're a Steelers fan, like, you can't be feeling too great about the future. You don't have a quarterback on staff or on your roster that can step in after – Big Ben leaves. It's not like, I mean, like, they'll let Big Ben finish out the season, but he's not been good. Like, if you're Cleveland right now, you have to be feeling awful. You picked off Lamar Jackson 4 times and still lost the game.
Yep. You got to win that. You got some more Maxims over there?
Oh, Oski, Kerr, Glock, I guess. I don't know. Can't say the... cut and slice, her shoe and gang tackle, her this is the winning edge. Hess the kicking gang.
Kicking gang? Is that like a blood or a crip?
Crip. Anyway, here's her, the Drake's Arnade.
That's the worst letter.
Carrie. There's a lot of add-ons. It hurts when I snore. Carry the height to our hunt and key it there. Her 60 minutes.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah.
Good radio. Yeah,
wonderful.
Good.
How's the cheese coming, Hickman?
I think he quit.
He's done?
I was taking a break.
You need to reheat
the final segment.
Yeah, you're gonna do that. Just guzzle it all down.
I'll eat as much as I can in the final segment.
That's not the challenge. You gotta finish it.
You gotta what it?
Over here.
You shut it.
We got any more pictures of Nealon?
One from W.
No. It's radio. Quit talking about pictures.
I could describe the picture.
Let's not do that.
Gutting out the stadium.
There you go.
Busting out concrete. Sad. Oh, Hickman.
Yeah. He drink it?
I don't think he's going to make it.
He's hein.
I don't know.
I tell you, man, eating challenges are not my strong suit.
You're just, you just prefer pain, huh?
What is your strong suit?
Love and care.
Yeah, that's the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, what? I mean, if you had
he's a nice guy.
You had to
love.
Put together Hickman's skill set. What's the first thing that comes to mind? It's like, very loving and caring person.
Good with people.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you got a great.
What do we do tomorrow now that we don't have to do SEC Survivor? It feels weird.
You do it every day.
Two depots?
We just pick some games.
Well, we will have some games
to pick. A lot
of
gambling picks. Wait, I was closing the gap. What did we do this past week?
Yeah,
I went 1-4.
Hickman did the best. He went 2-3.
And did I go 0-5? Who went 0-5? Was that me?
Chris and myself.
Y'all both went 0-5?
That's right.
And I went 1-4?
Yeah.
So I gained another game.
On them.
He gained a yard.
I'm only a game back.
Yeah. I'm still great in first. Job. Hickman does have a chance to catch me this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I just have to pick the opposite of you guys.
I
should have done it last week.
It would be rough.
5-0. I know.
None of us would have made money this year.
Not with these picks.
Season's not over.
So yeah, we're having to pick all the biggest games.
Yes.
Like, that's different than being able to be selected.
Who pick the biggest game? I'm just saying, based off our other picks we've been having to give, we wouldn't be making people money. Sad.
We'll come back. Final segment of the program next. Final segment of the day of the week.
I'm back, baby!
Cowboys Saints tonight, 8:20, Thursday night football. Got high school state championship games all this weekend, too. Local teams in action, of course. I think private schools get things started tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fear not, because Kentucky's Board of Education has passed a regulation that will allow paddling in schools, but only if parents consent.
Okay.
How does that work? Like, the teacher's like, Timmy, checks her log. Ugh. Detention.
Yeah, usually
Frankie,
you know.
Yes. Poo. Good flogging.
When did paddling go out of style in school? Like, when did that start to get frowned upon?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Because I could.
Did you ever get paddled?
I remember
being seeing
in
paddles.
First grade, and they went through the disciplinary steps.
Mm-hmm.
You had to pull a card.
And when they got to paddling,
did you?
What?
Pull a card?
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah, I had to flip it from green to yellow, and then when you got in big trouble, you had to pull the red one from behind.
I remember,
that's when you knew it was you were toast.
I remember being petrified of the paddling when they got to that part of the talk, and I went home and I was telling my parents, and they were like, "You realize you'd have to do like five things wrong to get there. Like, don't worry about it." So they were paddling when I was in first grade, Hickman. But I
remember seeing a paddle like in when I was in like
A lot of older teachers would have them and like display them even when they couldn't use them. Like,
oh yeah,
this was what back in my day.
My favorite teacher in middle school, like he was like everybody loved him. He had one like that was sitting there from like back in the day because he was older. He was close to retiring by the time I was done, and yeah, he just kept it up there. And it was kind of like in that. It wasn't in a display case, but
like on two nails, and it just sat there like above the board or something like that, in front of the class, or was it like near his desk?
Yeah, he actually had it like in the back, but it was like the way they had the.
Did it have holes cut in it for more speed?
I don't remember.
You ever see those where they drill holes in them?
Aerodynamics.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Cut down on wind resistance.
Maybe that explains it. That's what you needed growing up, Dave.
A little more paddling.
A little more paddling. Hickman, did you get paddled or switches by your parents or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Well,
Hickman's a nice
kid,
young
though.
Man. It makes sense.
I got whipped.
Yeah, right. With what, a sock?
I do remember there would be times where, like, I was told, like, when we get home, like, it's happening. And as soon as I got home, I would run to my room to like try to put on more
like
pants.
Like two pairs of pants.
I did that too. Yeah.
Good on you. You ever have to pick a switch?
No.
I think I only did once. Picked a bad one. Did not go well.
It's like, hey, here's this log I found. Well, that'll work.
There are probably times where, never mind. Neither here nor there. You didn't get paddled, did you? No, not paddled.
Yeah, one time I got paddled with one of those bouncy ball.
That's a Jeff Foxworthy joke, by the way. You'd get the toy, the ball would break, fly across the room, break something, and then they'd
paddle you with the paddle.
And
I got the belt. Had to pick a switch once.
I don't think I ever got the belt.
No,
my parents like hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah.
No weapons allowed.
Yeah. Yep.
They didn't even allow paddling in my kindergarten.
Really?
And the teacher spanked me once.
Oh.
I could have got her fired. Mm-hmm. I hated her.
I was terrible.
She hated me too, so we'll call it even. What was her name? Doesn't matter. Yes, it does. Howard. That was her name. Miss Howard, I think. She hated me. I don't really blame her.
You probably deserved it.
I probably did. I can remember getting in trouble a couple times. We had to, like, you know, during recess, we'd have to stay and, like, write sentences. And one time, I changed the name at the top of a paper so that I could have his, because he did both sides, and I turned it in with his name, and I only did half of it.
Oof, no good.
I never got caught.
Really?
Never got busted. I don't know if he got in trouble for that or what. But
did they ever send letters home with you?
Well, they sent, like, our, you know, our grades and stuff, and there'd be, like,
not
a little
report card, but, like, he did this, and they just wrote out, like, everything he did wrong.
Yeah, and then there was, like, she needs to sign this, your parents need to sign this and bring it back.
And so then I'd get a Sharpie and, like, mark out certain parts and then get in more trouble because my mom was like...
You would redact the... Yeah. No, she made a mistake here, and she crossed that out.
She crossed it out.
You called him, what was that word, Dave? Like, friend. I called him a friend.
This entire paragraph has been marked out. Obviously, that was not meant to be. What did you do? It's like, honestly, I don't know.
She probably got me confused with another kid and told the wrong story.
You'd have been better off just forging the signature. That would have been a...
Well, since second grade, I'm not going to be able to, like, do perfect cursive, which is no longer a thing that they teach. I was like just learning cursive at that point.
I was probably the last generation to learn cursive in school.
It is amazing. We don't even write anything anymore. We like sign our name.
That's a good point.
Everything else is, you know, digital. Yeah, and all those teachers, well, you're not going to have a calculator in your pocket your whole life.
Yeah, you are.
Wrong again. Not only that, I've got like Google, I've got Wikipedia, I've got everything in my pocket at all times.
Yeah, there's a dictionary there too. Like it's
flashlight. I mean, anything I need, it's right here.
You don't have a calculator in your pocket.
Can we use our calculator on the test?
No.
You're a math guy. Did you ever use that line on your students? You're not going to have a calculator in your pocket the rest of your life.
No, I told them that it was just making them a smarter person to, you know.
The X's and the Y's.
Learn how to, you know, solve things. And it's like lifting weights for a sport. You lift weights to play football, right? Or play basketball. You don't lift weights only to go do weightlifting competitions.
Some people do.
Well, some people do. That's the perfect argument. That's like, well, I don't want to be an engineer. It's like, okay. But do you want to be an intelligent person? Do you want to, you know, be able to do other things? If they said no and put their head down, I said, okay, it's fine. The world needs ditch diggers too.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if they didn't just love math, they were going to dig ditches. Is that what you said?
No.
Wow. Way to mold the young minds of America.
They don't have to love math. You have to do it. Got to do things you don't like to do sometimes. You've been compared to Predator with the mouth guard in. Mouth.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right. Great movie, by the way. Mm-hmm. The first one. Second one's fine. All the new ones, it's just a little too much for me. But the initial one with... Jesse the Body, Arnold. Huh, it's a great flick. I watched that just the other day, actually.
Really?
Get to the Joppa. Yeah, it's a good one. All right, what's on the docket for tomorrow, Dave? What do you got, topics? You're going to have a depot for us tomorrow?
It's Friday. I don't normally, but I can.
Well, you know, the season's over. We wait on the bowl game now.
Yep.
I guess we'll have to preview all the
championship games,
the conference championships and things like that. Probably get into some more. I'm going to do some research tonight. Maybe we'll have a segment from now on called Flock Talk. Nope, didn't like that.
Every
one.
Friday from now until Christmas.
Yes. Flock Talk. That'd be perfect. We'll do a podcast for our flocking business.
There you go. To promote it. Yeah. See, that's smart.
Just content, marketing, all in the same place.
Price are making more money off the podcast than the actual flock.
I'd be okay with that. No, that's no. Buddy, I'm telling you, this flocking idea is that a thing? Have you ever seen like a mobile flocker?
No,
exactly.
I have not.
If you knew that you could just call someone to your house to flock your tree, wouldn't that be so convenient?
Mm-hmm.
Would it might tempt you to flock a tree every now and again? Like you said, I can flock your yard.
Yeah.
You could have the only white Christmas in town. I don't know how it does if it rains once I flock. Like I said, I would like to do a biodegradable environmental friend. Yes, yes. I would like that. But yeah, we have to wait and see. Did you guys see like the little brawl, by the way, in the Nebraska NC State game? Anyone? No?
No.
So a guy from Nebraska's bench who I guess broke his leg or had surgery, and you know he's got those little one leg scooters. He like scooted over into the melee, like he was ready to. He was ready. That's some dedication to your team.
Just said it'd been called a drive by.
I mean, he can't turn around, you know, with any kind of speed, but he was ready to get in there and throw hands on the scooter. I give him a lot of credit. It's a bold strategy, but that's what you do when you love your teammates. Dedication, Holmes. All right, good stuff.
Did you see Candace Parker going at Geno?
Oh, did I?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is – she's absolutely right. But did you hear that she was made to go to, like, all these camps?
Yeah, she went to the trial camps, averaged triple-double.
Right, and he just said, nah.
Yeah.
I mean, and then she was asked to go back and do it again. He was the coach. She just said, no, why would I do that? He's not going to put me on this team. It's stupid. He's a vindictive little punk is what he is.
Well, Dawn Staley took over, and she still didn't go back. She was just done with the whole program, USA Basketball, I guess.
I can't remember. I mean, obviously, Pat hated Geno and vice versa. I mean, there was a respect there, I suppose. I don't know how her relationship was with Dawn.
Yeah, that would have been different. She's like
right,
a player.
Much younger, yeah. Yeah, probably recruited her, didn't get her. They probably hate each other.
Just
a hunch.
I doubt. Hate's a strong word. Well, I think that's only for Geno and Lady Vols.
And it's up there.
Keep it locked in. The Blitz is next. Your pet.